As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh, yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Franny Fry, the YouTube poll is live, and we tried to do an experiment that was broken before we even cracked the mics.
Is that
on
your statement?
I know. I said, okay, let's come up with a question where it's 100% unanimous in one of the answers. And we couldn't do it. So, Brad, what was the poll question today?
So the poll question today is, do you have pronouns in your bio? Yes or no?
Yes or no. And you know what? Immediately someone put yes. And you found that, I thought everyone's going to say no. That is such like a old thing. People don't do that anymore. Even the liberals don't do that anymore, realizing the problems with it.
Yeah, AOC removed them from her Twitter account.
Yeah. You're telling me you're more progressive than AOC if you still use them. So immediately you said some people in the chat, oh, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, no. They messed it up for themselves away.
They ruined it for us.
So there we sit, close, unanimous, well above, but what can you do? And you asked me about the wonderful closet I'm broadcasting from right now. What do you think of it?
It's very gray, except for the door, which is door colored.
It's gray, except
for the door. How big is it about?
I would say 6 feet by 6 feet.
So it's just a little recording studio closet kind of deal?
Yeah, it's got a little closet. Normally people would record quick little voicers to use in the news here. And, you know, it wasn't really meant to do shows, but they're going through so much construction in the building that there's no other place to do it. So I just kind of hop into one of these closets.
But it's
and there's
nice.
No air in here.
Oh, like, that's not nice. That's not nice.
So you probably noticed during the top of the hour, I leave the door open as long as I can to air it out.
Yeah, that's the opposite of our studio. Our
it's
studio is so hot or cold that Mark Reardon has actually brought in a thermometer. So right now it's 70, which is pretty nice. The indoor humidity is a little high.
Yeah.
But
so you know what's funny? That little thermometer... That's one of those things you're like, okay, what do I do or how do I act like an 80-year-old? Okay, I'm going to bring a thermometer to work to show how cold it gets in there.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
It's cold all the time. It's like, you know, old people always complaining about how cold it is all the time. But I'm sure it's cold. I'm not saying it's not.
Man, that reminds me, like growing up, we would go over to my grandparents' house at Christmas and they would have a ton of people.
Mark.
They had a big basement. And so everybody would go down in the basement. Well, the basement naturally was cool. It was a cinder block basement and that sort of thing. But upstairs, my grandparents would set the heat at like 78, 70, you know. So I remember sitting in the hallway, you know, playing with the new toys that I opened at Christmas, watching my parents and some of the younger parents come up and look at that thermometer and turn it down. And I kid you not, 10, 15 minutes later, one of the older people there would come up and they would like hobble up to it and squint at it and then turn that heat right back up.
I watched it as a kid,
the constant battle.
Touch the thermostat. Look at all these different comments we're getting too. We're getting so many great comments on the YouTube feed. I'll tell you what, Annie Fry, you guys started this YouTube feed some years ago and it continues to grow. I'm really proud of what you've built digitally. You guys have done a great job.
Yeah, we're over 12,000 subscribers, which is really cool.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're doing fantastic. There's a story in the New York Times says Trump amplifies another outlandish conspiracy theory. Biden is a robotic clone. What a great headline. So, okay, before we go into the article, I'm wondering, do you know much about this story about the robot Biden?
Does this go back to the time when he was on Air Force One and his chin looked all weird?
Well, there's a lot of questions about... Okay. Well, the conspiracy is about replacement Biden, which is they look at his ears. They look how different he looked just a couple of years before he ran. Some weird things. Yeah, they check out. They're like, there's no way things grow like that naturally. So let me just read the first couple.
What was it, 7 foot tall Biden that one time when he came out and he looked like he was towering over Jill?
Yeah, there's weird things like that. Okay, so I'm not really divulging into it all that much, but I kind of let's read this and see what their point is of all of this. This is by a reporter, Zolan Cano Youngs. President Trump shared an outlandish conspiracy theory on social media on Saturday night, saying former President Joseph R. Biden had been, quote, executed in 2020, end quote, and replaced by a robotic clone, the latest example of the president amplifying dark, false material to his millions of followers. So this is 2020. Mr. Trump reposted the fringe rant that another user had made on the president's social media platform, Truth Social, just after 10 p.m. on Saturday. The White House did not respond to requests for comment on the post about Mr. Biden, who Mr. Trump has targeted for criticism almost daily since the start of his second term. So 2020, okay, we had an election in 2020, right? It was very politically divided. Joe Biden becomes president of the United States, runs again, drops out. Democratic Party loses. Weird things are happening during Joe Biden during this time. Let me just say this. Now, I don't know. I guess I don't know 100% about the motivations of Donald Trump and why he was responding to this. And I don't know the validity of most of it, but is it possible, let's just say this, is it possible he's referring to the auto pen and then him not running things, basically him being an absent person through all of this process? He essentially was gone since 2020. Is that possible?
This is how I think Donald Trump reacts. I think Donald Trump will see something outrageous, outlandish, and he will use that to draw attention to something that is less outlandish, but not getting the attention it should. And you saying, do you think this, he was referring to the auto pen specifically? No. Do I think he was using this as a way to point to the auto pen as that was what was actually president in that parallel there? I could absolutely see him doing something like that.
Yeah. Says Mr. Trump's repost of the robot conspiracy theory came a day after Mr. Biden told reporters that he was feeling good after beginning treatment for an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Mr. Trump has suggested that Mr. Biden's diagnosis last month was not new and has been concealed from the public. I mean, who doesn't believe that? Like, who thinks that this is just something that crept up on someone that was getting regular physicals? And who also would look at all the time spent away from the White House during his presidency and realizing that he wasn't well and there were a lot of other issues going on, more than just mental, but maybe perhaps he was getting other medical treatments? Who actually believes that this just crept up at his age with zero sign up until right now? Like, no one believes that.
No serious person believes that.
No, except for the New York Times, Zolan Cano Youngs, who wants to clump that into a conspiracy theory. So let's look at a couple of clips here. For a little bit there, I think people made it sound like it was in poor taste to criticize Joe Biden based on the diagnosis. They said, okay, he's no longer president, and now he's got this prostate cancer, so you can leave him alone. So he's immune from criticism, even though we're starting to find all these things out. So it's like, okay, we hid this and didn't conceal it. We purposely had this giant conspiracy to hide it from the American people. So when it does come to light, now we're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We gaslit you. We told you guys were liars and conspiracy theories. He's the sharpest he's ever been. Oh, how convenient now that you've got this medical excuse that you can point at. Like, oh, just give the man some respect. No. That's not the
Joe
way this
Concha,
works.
He was on Fox. He's like, okay, basically saying the same thing. I think this is clip number 4 in saying that something like this is just not going to get swept under the rug.
Every time
again.
Any Democrat, especially in this case a former president from the 90s, has to go on national television to deny that they knew anything about Joe Biden's brain turning to applesauce while he was president, that's another bad news cycle for the party, with many bad news cycles that have been happening over the last few weeks. I mean, this is a story that is not going away anytime today, tomorrow, next month, even next year. This was an attempted cover-up, a bad one at that, and apparently it included, reportedly, the chief of staff of the First Lady in Jill Biden running the country, controlling that infamous auto pen. So when Democrats say, yeah, trust us, we're the party that can save democracy, they literally engaged in the most anti-democracy behavior we have ever seen as a country. And with unelected officials, no one's almost ever heard of making major decisions that impact the lives of every American. This will not be forgotten anytime soon. We need hearings. We need answers.
Yeah. Do you disagree with anything Joe Concha said there?
100% on board with Joe Concha right there. The man is all over it. He gets it.
Yeah. So the story's not going away anytime soon. Is it possible there's more things that come out we don't know about?
Oh, I'm sure. As time goes on, more and more will come out. And as people feel more and more comfortable sharing what they knew, more will come out.
You know, this is...
Oh, we lost Ryan there. But what... Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Sorry. It feels like I knew this. I knew that the cognitive decline was there. You can see it with your own eyes. We came to those conclusions. All these things. And it's finally being confirmed years later. I'm trying to think, is there anything that I didn't pick up on? Because this was, to me, just so obvious from just paying attention. If there's other things that are going on, and I know the auto pen is something we haven't figured out, but that could be another whole other scandal. But is there more Hunter Biden stuff? Is there more Ashley Biden stuff? We haven't talked about Ashley Biden and some of the weird things she wrote in her diary about her daddy. That's super weird stuff. That isn't even getting touched anymore. Could there be more stuff like that out there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at some point you're going to figure out what, like, I know the picture that was painted of Joe Biden was he was a well-meaning family man. He cared and deeply loved his kids. But you watch how his kids behaved and how his kids respond. You can tell a lot about a parent's parenting style by what their kids get involved in, what their kids do, and how they turn out. And what I saw was a man who had favorites on his sons. He loved Bo more than he loved Hunter. I think that played a big role into Hunter's spiral. I think that Joe Biden has a problem with appropriateness around young children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you get older, now I'm not calling him any names. I'm just saying this man does not know what is appropriate and what is inappropriate whenever you're, you know, interacting with a young child. Watching him with that video montage of him smelling the hair of these little girls and stuff like that, that's weird. That's weird. I don't know if he was doing anything other than he was just enamored by, oh, it's a little kid and he likes little kids as, you know, innocently as possible. But that behavior isn't normal. And then when you get older and become more disinhibited, you start to do more weird things. I would not be shocked if the Ashley Biden stuff was true. But I think that, yeah, that man has major issues. I think he's mean. I think he's got a really bad, mean streak in him. I think you saw that in the 2020 campaign. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like mean in any other way other than just a mean-spirited person. I think that there's a deep sense of arrogance in him. I just don't. He's not the good guy that everybody tried to paint him out to be during his presidency as a senator, all that other stuff. I think he was always in it for himself, and I think he was always looking for ways to enrich himself. And I think as he gets older, this toes that he stepped on in that process will start speaking out.
I'm trying to remember, and I was going to try to do a search real quick. Was it Jeff Sessions? There was one person that was there for a swearing-in ceremony.
Jeff Sessions.
Was it where he had his family and his grandkids there, and Joe Biden comes in, he puts his arm around the little girl, and Sessions is like, get your hands off of her.
He slaps the hand away.
slaps her hand. He knew what was up. And, you know, I think most men that are protective over the safety of their children and their grandchildren would do the same thing, I would hope. That's the type of guy you don't lit around your kids. I mean, honestly, there's some real strange things that were going on there. Let's look at this too. Sean Hannity calls former Biden special assistant full of crap. That's a good clip. Can we play this one?
First Lady Jill Biden, Michael LaRosa. Michael, you're going to come on this program and you're going to look America in the eye and you're going to tell us that you did not see any cognitive decline in Joe Biden because we saw it. We chronicled it starting in 2019. You're going to tell us that?
Well, I am, because I've been very consistent about that, Sean, with all of your colleagues on all of the Fox News programming since I left the White House and at the end of 2022, that my 3 years...
Michael.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
May I interrupt you?
In the White House.
Michael.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I think you're full of crap.
That's right. Sean Hannity is so good there.
Right to the point. I'm going to stop you right there. I don't believe you. You're full of crap.
I'm going to stop you right there. I love that. Sean Hannity moment. He's been on the air for now, 20 plus years.
A long time. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been, and he's one of the longest standing people. It's hard to believe, honestly. You know, time goes by pretty quick. I met Sean Hannity once, I tell you that. It was right when he started his radio career. It was like right at the very beginning of his radio syndication deal. And this is right after, this might have been 2003. I think he started in 2001. And he was doing a big book tour and he came to the radio station. I was a part-time employee there. And they said, Mr. Hannity wants a Diet Coke. Can you go bring this to him? And he's like, don't look him in the face. Don't look him in the eye. They told me, they're like, the radio station management was like, don't engage with him. Don't say anything to him. Just walk in, hand him the drink and leave. Like they were so concerned.
Oh, really?
that we might upset Sean Hannity. And I get in there and Sean's like, hey, how are you doing? He was like the nicest person. And they were like overly trying to protect him when they didn't have to.
Yeah. I was going to say, what was he like?
He was super nice. And then they did like this meet and greet with some sponsors before his big speech that was at this auditorium in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was at the thing and he's just, you know, signing autographs, taking pictures or whatever. And he sees me. He's like, oh, I enjoyed our talk earlier. He said that to me. Like, I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Super nice of him.
And there I was, a college student, probably dressed like a hobo because, you know, that's how I dressed back then. I had zero awareness of what clothes I was wearing meant anything. And there I was. And he was super nice to me. And that's how I remember the only time I ever met him. And I sent the picture to my grandma, and she couldn't have been more thrilled to see me with Sean Hannity.
Grandma's like, I'm so proud.
She was so proud I took a picture with Sean Hannity.
That's awesome.
And it was that moment I knew I wanted to get into talk radio. Well, no, not exactly. But I did really love talk radio at that time. And it was kind of a fun thing and something I didn't quite understand much in the industry. But I'm glad that I was able to, work in a radio station that had great people. And I learned a few things and it kind of put that fire in me. That's what I wanted to do, was talk radio. All right. When we come back, Democratic Party is really trying to still analyze the numbers of what happened, as they are in disbelief of where the population is putting their votes right now. So we're going to look at some of those things, and we're going to get to our poll results coming up soon. If you're on YouTube, if you haven't voted yet, we tried the social experiment. It messed up. What can I say? It's nearly impossible to get people to vote 100% on something. We tried. So if you want to go to the YouTube poll and vote still, you can. And maybe we can get close to 100% on one of the topics. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Frye, 97.1 FM Talk. You know, I know that there's some people that have been listening since the very start of the show, and they are on the YouTube and they're watching since the very start of the show. I want to play that AI Donald Trump again because it's so funny. This is something you sent me yesterday from social media. Someone ran a press conference, a Donald Trump press conference, through the video AI software, and they created this kind of like fake announcement from Donald Trump. To me, you listen to it and it's obviously meant to be a parody. It's meant to be a comedy. But I'll tell you, if you just were watching it without the audio on, it would look exactly like a real press conference. I don't think you'd be able to distinguish the differences between what is done by the computer and what is real life on C-SPAN or something like that. It is that well done. In the audio and the way that they mimic his voice, it's fantastic too. The whole thing is really good. And it gives you a little glimpse into where artificial intelligence is going in 2025 and beyond. It's only going to get better from here. So can we play that fake Donald Trump video? I think it's awesome.
They're the absolute worst group of people we've got in our country, and it's not even close. I think we'd all be better off with them gone. But as I was saying, my administration and I have been taking careful note of the work of Colossal Labs, the biotech company that resurrected the dire wolf. If they can bring back wolves, they can bring back dinosaurs. Terrible lizard. That's what dinosaur means if you break it down. But picture this, folks. Velociraptor, mounted border patrol agents. They'll rip your head clear off. Pterodactyls patrolling the skies. Velociraptors on the ground. To prevent the immigration apocalypse, we may have to counter with a dino-pocalypse, folks. It's true.
I love that so much. That is so funny. I'll tell you, listening to it with headphones on, you can hear like the pacing and the cadence is right on. The impersonation of him is right on through the computer. It's a little wavy. The voice is a little wavy. So you can tell that is definitely generated by a computer. But other than that, all the other earmarks are like dead on.
Yeah. It's like whenever you listen to somebody do a good impression of somebody, they pick up on the little things, and those little things are what your brain cues in to know that. Like, for example, when he was talking about, you know, we might have to bring dinosaurs back, terrible lizards. It's what it means if it breaks it down. That's the way he speaks. It's his speech pattern.
Exactly,
and, you know, it's something that might get overlooked in an impression or something like that, but they bring that back, which is really great. It's hilarious to see.
Who was it? I haven't heard a good Shane Gillis Trump impersonation in a while, but he used to do some good ones there for a while.
Shane Gillis does some good ones on X. Sean Farage does a really good one. Tyler Fisher is another comedian that does a great one.
Tyler Fisher, the one that also does the Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
He's very good at that too. So, okay, let's go to these polls. But if you wanted to see that, I don't even know where that's posted, but I'm sure it's all over social media because the way you sent it to me.
Yeah, I'll retweet it.
Retweet it. It was so good. I want to look up who created that and see if they got other ones because it's that impressive. Here's one from the New York Post, a story, shocking poll showing Democrats still languishing behind Republicans on economic issues, stunned CNN analyst Harry Enten on Monday. He's the network's number cruncher, marveled at Democrats' inability to close the gap with Republicans to what is typically the most important issue to voters, which is despite recession jitters, stock market volatility, and President Trump pressing forward with a tariff plan. He goes through and looks at some of these numbers, and it's like party with a better economic plan. If you go back to 2024, this time last year, they looked at the GOP plus 9. Now, the last poll that came out, plus 12 for the GOP.
Yeah.
They've gained 3 points. And this is back from when things were not great with Joe Biden, and they've gotten even more confidence. Party closer to your economic views. In May of 2023, the GOP was plus 11. May of 2025, plus 8 points still for the GOP. So margin among registered voters is still pretty large margin. Not as much, but still large. And this is despite everything else that's going on in the world right now. It doesn't surprise me, but it surprises them. Do you think they're going to start getting it soon? Or I hope they don't.
No, not anytime soon. I think it's an ideology. It's going to take something to shatter their worldview because right now they're in denial. And you listen to them talk. I think we were listening to Tim Walz yesterday, and he was saying they agree with us on the message whenever we listen to that podcast with the Democrat influencer. They agree with us on the message. It's just we're not doing a good job of conveying that message. And it's like you tried six ways from Sundays to convey your message, and they're not buying it. They're not in on it. They don't want it. They had 4 years of it. They saw what the results are. They're not interested. It's not the way you're talking. It's what you're saying that is the issue.
Yeah, and the message I think that a lot of Democrats had was you're a racist, guilty, compliance person that is part of the problem. And if you don't bow down and ask and beg for forgiveness, only the Democratic Party can give that forgiveness to you.
Right.
They made it so that an average person would look at that and say, all right, enough's enough, right? You've gone a little bit far. You've gone through... You might have these ideological things that you'll die on that hill, but everything, you're dying on every hill now. Like every hill that you're on, you're dying on. You're not willing to move away from things knowing that people just don't agree with you. And now you're saying you're not with us. So let's play some of this audio from CNN. And this is clip number 8 where the pollster is going through some of these numbers.
Which is the party of the middle class has been a huge advantage for Democrats. I have polling from NBC going all the way back since 1989 when Democrats had a 23-point advantage. 2016, a 17-point advantage. But by this decade, we already started seeing declines back in 2022 where you saw that Democrats led, but only by 4 points, well within the margin of error. And now in our latest CNN poll among registered voters, which is the party of the middle class? It is tied. This, I think, speaks to Democratic ills more than anything else. They have traditionally been the party of the middle class. No more. Donald Trump and the Republican Party have taken that mantle away, and now a key advantage for Democrats historically has gone adios, amigos, and now there is no party that is the party of the middle class. Republicans have completely closed the gap, Kate.
Adios, amigos. I like that. Well, it's kind of like when Donald Trump called them bad hombres, you know. Okay, adios, amigos. He's being realistic there. One, do you admire that he's just being realistic? I do.
And
he's been like that.
Yeah, Harry Enten has been very, very good about just like these are the numbers. And this is like I remember they were talking about Trump approval maybe 2-3 weeks ago. He's like, this is some tough medicine for a lot of people to swallow. But here's the numbers. And it's like Trump approval is going up. What? So.
And you can be an analyst and try to figure this sort of thing out, or you can just live in the world and understand that people are just tired a lot of what they're trying to be sold. And some of this part of me, is it okay to be skeptical on some of these numbers? Is it possible to question the integrity of this polling done by CNN, to think they're using it as a way to manipulate the party to try to get them to move where they want them to move? Or do you think this is honest to goodness polling?
I have said this. You go back and listen to me on the show for the longest time. Polls are persuasive tools, not predictive tools. The goal of a poll, the goal of something like that is to persuade the audience or the viewers to start thinking a certain way. And one of the things you have to look at is who is commissioning the poll and what possible result or what possible benefit would they get from the result. Maybe it is like what you're saying. Maybe CNN's like, hey, you guys got to get it together. We want to show these polls. Maybe the Democrat Party will start moving back toward the center. You know, maybe this is the best result that they could get out of these polls. Some of those numbers you were reading off earlier about, you know, who's better on the economy, and the Republicans were plus 12. That was a Reuters Ipsos poll. That wasn't even a CNN poll.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe some of these polls can be trusted. Maybe this is the direction they're going. Who knows?
Let me point this out, too, because it kind of goes to show you that we're not necessarily in the manipulation business. I say necessarily as a tongue-in-cheek. But we put a poll out, and we were transparent to say we're trying to put a poll out there to get this result, because we want to see if it's possible. It's like a social experiment, a social engineering in a way. The way we phrase that, we're purposely trying to get a certain result. Who's to say pollsters aren't doing that in their own ways, from the way they put the questions together, knowing the reaction that they want to get into the audience that they're trying to put it towards? I think that we look at this as a industry where their integrity's to the point where they would never divulge and trying to manipulate whatever the results may be. But I think it's very true that there's a difference between the polling they show you on a television screen on CNN versus the internal polling that happens behind the scenes during an election. They told you after the fact that their internal polling showed that Kamala Harris was not going to win.
Yeah.
They said all the interns and the advisors and the people behind the scenes, they knew things were not looking good in all these different swing states. And part of the question was, you raised, what was it, $1 billion, and you wasted it all in knowing you weren't going to win. The polling was not showing that way. That's pretty bad.
Building $100,000 podcast sets instead of sending the VP to the podcast set itself.
Yeah. And all of these things, it goes to show you the things that they trust versus they don't. But it's so funny because they put it out to you and tell you to trust things that they don't trust. That's kind of like politics in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know Ryan Wiggins may be listening right now, and he's like, oh, they're doing a polling topic without me.
Ah. If he's not listening, his ears are ringing.
Yeah, he's like, why do I have the urge to turn on the Annie Fry show right now? It's like this, the spidey senses are tingling. You're right. What's that poll at, by the way, while we're at it? Do we get 200 votes yet on that YouTube poll?
Yeah, we're over 200, 213 right now, so we want to keep going. Let's see if we can get to 240.
Is it even closer than before? Is it past 95%?
Oh, yeah, we're past 95.
I'm so disappointed we didn't get 100.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Percent on this. Wouldn't that have been amazing? Like, that would have been, let's go play the lottery.
I would have been shocked. I would have been floored. If you're wondering what the poll is today, the poll is, do you have pronouns in your bio, yes or no? So if you haven't voted yet, jump on Annie's YouTube page and vote in that poll.
Yep. There's a couple of other stories I wanted to get to. Where should we go to next? Just because, for the sake of time, we're just going to do this one topic before we go to break. Did you see that article from Futurism? Learn to code backfires as comp sci major suddenly have high sky unemployment. Oh, it kind of scares me a little bit because my son wants to get into computer coding and he's all on board for coding. What if those computer jobs disappear for him in the future because of AI? I don't like that because I need him to be self-reliant. I can't afford to take care of him when he's an adult.
You have to get a job.
I know. He was asking me about jobs in the car. We went to go pick up some pizza after the show yesterday. And he was like, okay, he was asking me about when he can get a job and what kind of jobs he would get. And I say, you know, your first job is going to be one that's a really lousy job because you're going to get a job where you have zero experience and they understand that you have practically the bar for what you would need to do to be reliable is so low because you're living with your parents. So they realize the people that they hire may just not show up because they don't really have that sort of responsibility to earn money. They're doing it for whatever purposes. So they understand they're going to pay you lousy for a lousy job for you to prove yourself. And then you might have other opportunities. And that's what your first jobs are going to be like. And he's like, oh, I don't like that. Like, what do you think it's going to be? And then he wanted to know, how much does a car cost? And I said, buddy, it's only going to get worse from here on out.
Yeah.
Because I said, a lot of times kids, because they're living with their parents, their first job is earning enough money to buy a car. So they work and save. And that's kind of like a learning lesson for them. How much does a car cost? I said, if you were to find a beater, that would be a death trap right about now. It's about $3,000.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
What? A death trap is $3,000. Yep. Back in my day, you used to buy a $300 car.
Yep.
If you wanted one of those.
Yep. Throw it away and then buy a new one next. You know,
exactly. Wasn't worth fixing. You just you got rid of it. As long as the airbags would deploy, you're fine. You know, and you know, you just hope they weren't stolen and replaced with nothing. Like, you know, Jiffy Pop inside of there. So learn to code pushing is backfiring. They say a Newsweek reports recent college grads who majored in computer science are facing high unemployment rates alongside the probability of being laid off or replaced by artificial intelligence if and when they do get hired. I took my kid to a local video game company. They make video games. And we did the tour. And they were just like showing him all this stuff. And he was seeing behind the scenes what it's like to work in a company where you use your coding like that. And he was like, this is the coolest thing ever. He was so, it was like, that was his Toys R Us, like to see all of those things. Like when I was a kid, he saw the toys. That was him seeing the toys.
Yeah.
And he's like, how great is that? For him, for a moment, he kind of like saw what the future looked like. Now I read these articles and it's like, okay, these things are going to exist for many people. And I'm,
man, yeah.
Maybe you need to change career paths real quick. He's good at math, so that helps. I could find something with that.
Yeah. Well, there'll always be jobs for him to do. And hopefully he can find something he likes that isn't going to be taken over by robots.
Plumbing, electrical. One, two.
Lots of money in that.
That's the way to do it. All right. When we come back after the break, you know, we're going to read the poll results and see where we're at. What kind of jail time are you facing if you kill a bald eagle? The number, it's actually not much. I was really shocked to find out that they make it sound like if even if you accidentally run into one of these in your car, you're going to jail. Like they scare you into these things. Well, this happened in Virginia. So you want to know what the legal consequences are? We'll talk about that after the break, too. And we hope that we can persuade you to go vote in the YouTube poll if you haven't done that already, because we're reading the results coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker. Another segment here before Mark Reardon takes over. And yeah, he's got that very topical liner there that Elon Musk breaking on the big, beautiful bill. And rightfully so. I mean, if you just spent the last 3 months and you're someone that didn't have to deal with all this government stuff, but you wanted to do it to better your country, and you recognize there's a bunch of waste, and you pointed out where all that waste is, and realizing that it's only scratching the surface, and then next thing you know, they're adding more waste, I would say, yeah, I would be a little upset about that too. Which, I don't think he's got a bad relationship with Donald Trump. I think he's entitled to be able to vent his frustrations knowing the position he was just in, and who knows, maybe Donald Trump listens to him. I know they want to get it done and they just want to get it off the table, but I know it's a tough thing to please everyone. All right, so I wanted to do this before we get to the poll results that are on the YouTube page. Man pleads guilty to killing eagles and hawks. That's plural. So this happened on March 31st, Virginia Conservation Police Master Officer Brian Branton. That is a long title. Virginia Conservation Police Master Officer. Conservation Police Master Officer. How do you remember that? Let's say your kid is in school and they say, oh, what does your dad do for a living? Yeah, boy, it's a long title. Hold on,
he's
I got to look
cop.
It up. He's an eagle cop. Cool. Concluded an investigation that began when it was waterfowl season and they received information about someone that was poisoning hawks and eagles at the Eastern Shore. So when you think about it, you think guns, but no, he's setting traps and poisoning them. And there was a large amount. It said in a conversation, defendant admitted to killing over 20 juvenile and miniature bald eagles and hawks. That's a lot. 20. Now, you've heard before that there's some serious consequences for killing a bald eagle, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What do you think happens when you kill 20 bald eagles?
Oh, man.
Jeez.
I think you go to jail, and I think you go to jail for a long, long, long time.
The defendant was sentenced to 1 day in jail and 2 years probation.
Soft.
Wait.
That's so soft.
Was it an accident or on purpose?
On purpose. He was poisoning and trapping these things, yeah.
One day?
And they were bald eagles?
Yeah, 1 day. Some were bald eagles, baby bald eagles, and
that's
some were hawks.
Yeah. That's even worse.
Juvenile and miniature bald eagles, which I'm guessing are teens, like the teenage equivalent. And he was also going towards red-shouldered and red-tailed hawks.
What was
so
the
20 in total he got?
Do we have a reasoning as to why it was only a day?
He's anti-American. He just hates America.
No. I mean,
the judge did.
Well, maybe that's still the case. I mean, that could still apply.
What did they
was this Judge Boasberg?
that's unreal.
It's wild to me. There was a guy out by my parents' house who poisoned some blackbirds or some crows, and like I remember driving by and seeing a bunch of dead birds in the field, and it was like this news story, like what happened to him? Well, they found out this farmer had poisoned them, and he went to jail for 2 years, I think,
what?
For doing that.
Wow. Okay. Yep. So they didn't like his defense that the defendant used. It was not good enough. But enough to, I guess, sentence him to 1 day. He didn't get off the hook. All right. Where are we at on this YouTube poll right now? Ethan, are you here to talk about the results?
Yeah, I guess I can if that's what you want me to do. Is it time to share yet, or do we want to discuss yet? I think I probably know the answer to both of your guys's, if I had to guess. I'm going to go ahead and assume that Mr. Recker...
Well, hold on. You're going to assume?
I'm going to assume that he is a no and that Brad is an absolute yes. the poll is, do you have pronouns in your bio?
What, you know what happens when you assume, right?
As he wears his John Deere shirt.
Wear my John Deere shirt. Yeah.
All right, let's ask this real quick, Ethan. Oh, you're looking at some comments. You want to read some comments, Brad?
Yeah. So a lot of people here are basically saying the same thing. Jackie S. says, no, I refuse to join in their insanity. Mm-hmm. Then Vicky says, pronouns? Nope, never. JB says pronouns are for confused people. The image in the in the Morning Mirror questions what sex they are daily. I'm not sure what that means. but they are for confused people, and now I am one of them. Kate says never. It's a bunch of crap. And then you should probably not get a 100 to 0 on a poll question of even asking, are you alive, yes or no? So that's not going to stop us from trying. Well, I had one more here. Where is she at? Kate said that no, her name tells you what her pronouns are. So,
well, what about, would the auto pen be used in an instant like this? If even if you said yes or no, maybe people, like you mentioned, there was one person that didn't know what they were voting. They clicked the wrong one.
Yeah, we have to
and
give
it messed up.
We have to give Russell a little slack. He said this several times too during the show. I messed up. I made a mistake. So he was actually supposed to do that. So our polls are skewed.
Yeah. But Ethan, you understand the idea of this poll question, right? The social engineering side.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
So I don't think, are you surprised? Did you think, was there a chance that we would get 100% on one of them?
Not on this one, no, because I know that, and honestly, I say it's a good thing because it shows that even if people are saying that they do have pronouns in their bio, that's a good thing if they're listening in and they're, you know, they're being a part of dialogue or sharing their thoughts. And even if they're disagreeing, you know, I think it's a good thing that there are some people on the opposite side of the aisle that are joining in. So it's a good thing while also, well, you could argue being a negative thing in some sense. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get the poll results here and see where we're at.
Well, congratulations. Your advocation for getting to 200 votes worked today. We are at 241 votes on the YouTube live chat poll. I think that's the most that we've had when Mr. Wrecker has been hosting. Do you have pronouns in your bio? 96% say no. 4% say yes. And it's really probably more like 97.3 when you take into consideration
97.1.
Russell, oh, nice. There you go. That doesn't add up.
Forget the 80-20 topics. I want 97.1 topics. That's a promo right there. All right. So, Ethan, let me ask you this. Are you dating or are you married? I don't know much about your personal life.
I'm married for a year as of, what's today, Tuesday? As of Sunday.
That's awesome.
Hooray.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like we may have talked about this and I just completely forgot.
It's okay. My life is forgettable to you. It's okay.
No, one time, was I filling in, and then did we ask someone from Fox News, the financial expert, to give you advice?
I think we did. I think that was a thing. I do remember that now that you mention it.
Yeah, this was last year. And okay, let me ask you this. When you were dating, if a girl had preferred pronouns in her profile, would that have been an instant skip for you?
Absolutely.
I know. That's all guys say that. Absolutely.
100%.
Guys don't want those. I mean, that's a big red flag immediately, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it communicates a message as to what you believe. And I believe that in a relationship, in a marriage especially, lining up on the important things politically, morally is important. And I would say that is an important one because eventually it'll go into how you raise your children. So I would say that that's important enough to where that would be a red flag to me.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
You know, I like that my wife gets me. So during this last election, she said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Because now keep in mind, I live in a pretty liberal area. She was going to go to the polling place. And when she got up there, she's going to say, oh, my husband already told me how to vote. See what they say. And I said, honey, please say that and come back and tell me how they reacted.
Heads would have exploded.
My husband already told me how to vote.
Who was it that my husband told me to vote for?
Oh, I hope he doesn't find out. No, he didn't go that far. No. But I thought it was hilarious, and she didn't do it. She chickened out. But I thought it was a great concept.
That's great. That is funny.
You know, I was looked at as someone that was aggressive at a polling place. This is it's so funny because I don't really come off as a super aggressive type of guy, I think. So I went to the polling place, and this was my first time voting after I moved to Michigan. And the person said, can I see your ID? And I said, oh, you asked for IDs here. Like, I was kind of surprised because it's been a long time someone asked for an ID when I was voting. That's a good thing to me that they're checking these IDs. Yeah. And I was surprised. I'm like, oh, you're asking for an ID? And they're like, yeah, you have to. And they got offended. They thought I was like questioning them, like they were. I was upset.
In Illinois, they tell you to put it away.
Yeah, they don't care, man. So basically, since we live close to the polling place, I went first and my wife went second, so we didn't have to take the kids there. And she goes in there, she's like, oh, it's my first time voting at this polling place. They're like, there was a guy that just came in and was offended that I asked for their ID. She's like, oh, that was probably my husband. And that's how I found out. They were like surprised that I asked. All right, we have one more day of I get to fill in, and we get to use that special intro without Ethan in it. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in Andy Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.